Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, Squirrel Hill, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. We are blessed to have three very important guests on this program this morning. Joining us in studio is Bishop David Zubik, who is the Bishop of the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Bishop, great to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Thanks, Father Burke. Good to be with you as well and all your listeners.
Thanks. And also joining us is Monsignor Larry DiNardo. He is the General Secretary and the Vicar General of the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Good morning, Monsignor.
Good morning, Father Burke, and to all the people out there, good morning.
And our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto, is also here. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Father Burke. It's a pleasure to be with all of you.
All right. So before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Our diocese is celebrating its 180th anniversary. We're also celebrating the rich history of Catholic education in the diocese. Thousands upon thousands of students have been led to Christ through our faith-based education. And it's an education that's been a firm foundation of learning and growing and raising up student leaders and our disciples. And we just opened up our schools this past Thursday. So we're already kicking in high gear and getting ready for a new school year for 2023 and 2024. Bishop, I'm going to begin with you. How does the magnitude of this impressive accomplishment and legacy impact you as the bishop?
Well, I think as we take a look at what has happened to us over the course of the last 180 years, going back to 1843, we know that Pope Gregory XVI really established the Diocese of Pittsburgh, not only because the population was growing, but because there was a need for evangelization, of passing on the good news. When you think about the fact that when our diocese was established in that part of the 19th century, we comprised 27 counties in the 67 counties of Pennsylvania. And there were 45,000 Catholics, and the Pope said, we got to do something to really make sure that the good news of Jesus is passed on. And so over the course of these last 180 years in so many different ways, but especially through our Catholic schools, we've been doing not only what Pope Gregory XVI had in mind, but more importantly, what Jesus had in mind when he said, go out and teach all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Definitely trailblazers back then, 180 years ago.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
So.
Monsignor, you want to reflect on any of your thoughts?
Probably over all of these years, these 180 years, I mean, I think we have to think also about all the various people who've been educated in our Catholic schools. I mean, it was the foundation for immigrants who came to our country, particularly after the Second World War, even earlier before that. Many of our parents and grandparents were all products of Catholic education, participating in Catholic schools, both grade schools and high schools. And one thing most especially, how many vocations of people who have served, priests who have served people for years and years and years over all this time who were products of Catholic education. It's a very impressive record in this part of God's kingdom over these 180 years.
Absolutely. And I can reflect on my grandparents and great-grandparents immigrating from Czechoslovakia and Ireland. And I mean, that was when they came over here, they settled here in Western Pennsylvania. What great education to get from your own church. Michelle, your thoughts?
Well, I think as I'm looking at the children starting school this week, sitting there, I think I reflect back on, of course, as Monsignor stated, all the other students that have gone through our schools, but also all the sacrifices that have been made by parents in order for their children to go to our schools, and all the sacrifices that have been made by our faith communities to bring the Catholic faith to others. And I'm not just talking about the Diocese of Pittsburgh, but throughout the world. When we look at the generations past, How many have sacrificed so that we have the freedom and the ability to educate children as we do today? And I think that bears a little bit of reflection.
Absolutely. Now, Bishop, you're a local guy that has done good, coming from Beaver County, Ambridge. Can you reflect your time as a student and an educator and share a little background in the history in our schools before you were named a bishop?
I think it's important for people to know that I'm a product of Catholic education for 37 years, 24 behind the student's desk and 13 behind the desk of administrator and as well as a teacher. And four of those years, Monsignor DiNardo and I spent together when we were students at St. Veronica High School. What was so important for me in terms of my 24 years as a student is that there was a great deal of education that was going on in my life, but a great deal of formation. And it was the formation guided by the Holy Spirit and through all of my teachers in the course of those years that really helped clarify for me what it was that God wanted me to do in my life. And so when I had the opportunity then to spend 13 years formally in secondary education, the goal that I had was to give to my students what had been given to me, the opportunity for them to come to a deep sense of what is it that God is calling you to do in the course of your own life. And so, as a matter of fact, you know, it's a twofold process. Not only did Catholic schools help me to get ready for what God wanted me to do in this life, but he helped prepare me for the next. And that certainly was a goal that I tried to embody as I led Catholic schools during my time in secondary education, and obviously what I'm doing now as pastor of the Church of Pittsburgh.
And I think you turned out okay, too.
Thank you.
No, Monsignor Larry, the establishment of the first Catholic services in Pittsburgh goes way back as far as the settlement of Pittsburgh itself. And after the diocese was first established 180 years ago, the need for Catholic education was there as well. Can you give us a little snapshot of this storied history, the origin of our Catholic schools, the first school in Pittsburgh and the diocese, and it all began as with one?
Yeah, it really did. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, there were schools in, of course, in our area, very small prior to the establishment. Probably the first major school would have been right before the establishment of the diocese, which was really St. Paul Parish, which was located on Grant and Fifth Street, which eventually became St. Paul's Cathedral when the diocese was established. And, you know, the Sisters of Charity from Emmitsburg, Maryland, came there and established two schools there, a day school for what we would call elementary school students, and an academy for young women. And if you think about it, that eventually became St. Paul's Cathedral Elementary School and St. Paul Cathedral High School, which, you know, now in those days went to Oakland. One of the big movers in our diocese had to be when Bishop Boyle became our bishop. I mean, he started a capital campaign back in 1922-23 for the establishment of high schools in our diocese, Central Catholic being the first, but Central Catholic, North Catholic, South Hills Catholic, and Sarah were all products of that campaign that he was trying to promote, education, particularly on what we would call the secondary level, because most people at that time went to school, elementary school. Not a lot of people went to high school. That wasn't something that people did. And he tried to promote the need for people to be educated beyond their elementary level. And probably if we think about the 1950s, when our bishop was Bishop Dearden, eventually became Cardinal Dearden of Detroit, it was the time of big growth in our diocese, in the suburbs, and all, and throughout our area. We were still yet, the counties that we had, the growth of a lot of parishes and a lot of Catholic high schools and a lot of Catholic elementary schools all over the place. I mean, as Bishop Zubik mentioned, he and I were a product of one of those parish schools. I mean, St. Veronica's High School was a parish high school. And so there was a lot of growth in education, but it was an opportunity for the church not just simply to educate people and give them reading, writing, and arithmetic, but to form people and keep people in the faith and tried to bring forward all the immigrant communities that came from all different parts of the world and came to Pittsburgh and give everyone an opportunity to be able to grow not only in their education and their ability to support their families, but their capacity to grow the church. And it was a large time. Now we're in a different mode of life, and we have the same strong elementary schools and strong high schools in our diocese. So we have a very storied history.
Michelle, I'm going to give you the last minute just to reflect on what Bishop and Monsignor said about how the history of the schools and where we are now.
Right. It's been quite a history in Pittsburgh. And I did happen to look up a little bit of data, and it was very selfish data because I looked at the year I was born, which I'm giving away something here, but 1958. So in 1958, we had, I think as Monsignor has indicated, we had 221 elementary schools, 56 high schools, and over 116,000 students at that time. But we've seen the changes, and we've experienced them worldwide, and we've experienced differences in who's coming to our schools now and what they're looking for in our schools, and what we want them to be looking for and what they will find is the heart of our faith.
Absolutely.
And we just welcome them with open arms, but that is why we are here. We are here for our faith, for the love of Christ. Very much so.
We're going to take a break. We have lots more to talk about. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict Nemours Parish in the Hill District and St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. This morning, we are continuing a special conversation and reflection with some very special guests this morning. It's a blessing to have our Bishop, Bishop David Zubik, Monsignor Larry DiNardo, and Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto, all with us this morning in studio. And I also want to give a shout out to our generous sponsors of this radio program, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we have been reflecting on the 180th year anniversary of our diocese. Just had a big mass a few Sundays ago, which I helped, I was a part of to can celebrate at the St. Paul Cathedral. We've also have nearly 100 years of Catholic education in our diocese. And there's been thousands upon thousands of students educated and transformed in our schools. And our schools have transformed from those first schools in a very pioneer era to an entire elaborate network of elementary schools and high schools in every region of the counties in our diocese. So I want to talk a little bit about the changes in population. The times of war and peace remain constant. We reflect a little bit about how that's affected us. But our schools have award-winning education and the offerings of the rigorous academics, the sports, the activities, and also evangelization. So I want to go a little bit back into Bishop Zubik, Monsignor, and Michelle. There's always been a need and a desire to educate our kids with Catholic values and teachings. And very importantly, more important in today's world, Catholic education has been unwavering commitment on the part of the diocese. Bishop, can you reflect on your commitment and why it's so important to have Catholic schools in our diocese?
Oh, but I would want to start to say that I think that the Catholic schools did me well in terms of my own formation. And I would simply want to have the same kind of blessing that I experienced, certainly because of the generosity of my parents, but also because of the expertise and, most important of all, the strong faith of my teachers. I would like to see that continue on, because that was the best form of evangelization that happened in my life. You know, when we take a look at the beginning of our diocese back in 1843, Bishop Michael O'Connor had to take a look at the landscape of what was the Diocese of Pittsburgh, what were the conditions that existed then, and to help train people to be able to address faith in their lives at that particular moment. Lots and lots has changed over the course of the last 180 years. And so we face lots of challenges today that are certainly being impacted by secular values that don't always agree with where we are as people who follow the gospel of Jesus. And so I see that Catholic schools, you know, become an even more instrument in helping people to come to know Jesus, to love Jesus, and to live Jesus. So I just appreciate the generosity of parents today and also the willingness of students to be formed in the teachings of Jesus.
Monsignor, you want to give your insights?
I guess I would have some of the same thoughts that Bishop Zubik has, having been formed by teachers, particularly the sisters, the religious women who gave so much time and energy to all of us who were probably products of those early Catholic education. But in the world in which we live in today, with all the different values that are out there or the things that people talk about, we really do need to kind of give people a vision of a different kind of world. It's not the world which is self-centered, but it's a world of self-giving. And it's a different kind of... The church tries to teach us this. And whether people come to our schools because they are Catholic, or people come to us because they are some other religious tradition, or maybe have no religious tradition at all, the values that we try to teach and the values of our schools are really so that we understand that we're all a community of people created by God, and we're all to share our gifts and our talents and our life with one another. And this is really the importance of Catholic schools. It's not only about reading, writing, and arithmetic, but it's really about living our life together as a community of people all created by one God.
Michelle, I'd like you to share with us, obviously, we talked about the past, but share with us numbers of how many schools there are now and the regionalization process. How did that come into play for stronger schools for the future?
Yeah, with our regionalization process, we have 29 diocesan elementary schools and 4 independent schools. The 4 independent schools are not part of the regions. Mm-hmm. And we have 7 diocesan high schools and 3 independent high schools. The high schools are not regionalized. What this has done, it allows us to provide services in a way that's very efficient, that brings our schools, those schools that are in regions, together in community, which is extremely important. So if we have a school with 1 of each grade, now we have 7 schools. And so all of the first grade teachers can get together, learn from each other. The principals can work together and learn from each other. It's just an organized system, which is really not felt at the school level so much. At the school level, the parents would feel what they've always felt when they go to St. James or Ave Maria or JFK or any of our schools. They would feel the same feeling because we're not looking at making schools cookie cutters that are all the same. We simply provide community for the teachers, for the principals, and a very efficient system of organizing what we need to do as educators. So that's been very important. We're looking now at about 10,000 students, which is very good. About a little over 1,000 teachers that we work with, and a lot of parents. And I would add to what Bishop and Monsignor said about our schools and the community. We pride ourselves on how much we value. The center of our schools is family. It's the heart of Christ. It is family. We value the family. We value the family involvement in our schools. We could not exist without the families. And so we model ourselves, I think, after the Holy Family, Mary, Jesus, Joseph. We look to that model, and we count on our families to work with us and to create centers where everyone learns. Not just our students. Our students learn. Certainly when Jesus was a child, his parents learned from him. And so we learn from our children, and we want that faith to grow in community, in family.
And as a pastor that has had several schools and looking at the regionalization model as a pastor, it makes the school stronger. You still have the heartbeat of the parishes that support it, the families, but it's just nice to have those resources. They're not competing against each other. They're working with each other. And I think over the years, as from a pastor perspective, regionalization has been very positive. We're going to be having our Catholic Conference of Catholic Educators come here to Pittsburgh soon. And our city and our diocese will get to host this very important event. We'll be able to put the red carpet out. We just have under a minute and a half. I want to get some final thoughts, Bishop, for reflections for the 2023-2024 school year, as we just kicked off this past Thursday.
Well, I think every new beginning brings new opportunities. And I know that the students who are going to be part of our schools this year are going to be a challenge to take the gospel more seriously, and not simply to learn about Jesus and about the church, but what it means to live it. You know, one of the significant changes that I saw when I was in secondary education, which we didn't have when we were students in high school, was that students are being given the opportunity, an expected opportunity, to show how they live their faith. You know, so many of our high schools have the opportunity for students to go on mission trips, whether to other parts of the country or even other countries, but even in different parts of our diocese. And I think that's so important to help them come to understand that faith is not something to be learned. It has to be something that must be lived.
Awesome. Good. Well, Bishop David Zubik, Monsignor Larry DiNardo, and Michelle Peduta, our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, thanks for being with us this morning as we kicked off a brand new school year with the very three important VIP guests. What a great way to start the new school year. And thank you for taking us down memory lane and getting us ready for the future. So thanks for listening to Catholic Education Plus. We'll be back for the Plus segment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. And as I mentioned in our show, this is the first full weekend for back to school, and many other school districts will be heading back to the classes this coming week. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, Peter confesses to Jesus as the Messiah and the Son of the living God, and Jesus declares that Peter will be the rock and upon which he will build his church. And Jesus says, Who am I? Who is Jesus? And Peter really begins to understand that Jesus is the true Son of God and the light of the world. And Christ calls every Christian to a deeper conversion. And like Peter, we can become to create that Christ is more than just a teacher or an ancient prophet. He is the living presence and still alive and at work among all of us. And that's a wonderful opportunity as we are now kicking off the school year that Jesus gives us the mission to go out and to preach and to teach and to share the good news, just like he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom to really begin the church and its ministry and to be that rock of the faithful. So as we kick off this wonderful school year of 2023-2024, let's be like Peter and really get energized and proclaim the faith in what we say and what we do. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. We'll be back in 2 weeks listening with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.